From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Hundreds attended a funeral mass for Sergeant Shriver in Potomac, Maryland today. The Peace Corps founder died this week at age 95. NPR's Pam Fessler.
Sing to the Lord.
Singer Wyclef Jean was among the many notable performers and guests who gathered at the suburban Washington, D.C. church. Former President Bill Clinton and First Lady Michelle Obama joined friends and members of the Shriver and Kennedy families to pay their respects to Shriver and his long life of public service. Vice President Joe Biden said Shriver's great optimism was contagious.
That rigorous mind, that heart full of grace, that love, that energy, optimism, it helped serve so many who had so little for so long.
Shriver started the Peace Corps for his brother-in-law, President Kennedy. He also led the Johnson administration's war on poverty and helped run the Special Olympics with his wife, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Shriver, the 72 Democratic vice presidential candidate this evening, was buried alongside his wife in Barnstable, Massachusetts. President Obama gave a preview of his Tuesday State of the Union address in an online video today. He said he'll outline an agenda to create jobs and boost American competitiveness. Republicans say the president's health reform law is too costly. And in today's media address, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said Democrats have failed to sell it to the public.
In spite of the mailings and the misleading television ads, they have failed. A recent poll showed that a majority of Americans still want this law repealed.
The GOP-led House voted to repeal the law that extends health coverage to 30 million uninsured Americans, but Majority Leader Harry Reid said he won't schedule a vote on it in the Senate. Anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is back in Iran after a highly publicized return home to Iraq. NPR's Kelly McEvers has more.
Sadr came home to much fanfare earlier this month after being away from Iraq for nearly 4 years. His aides say he's now left Iraq for his second home, Iran. They would not say whether the departure was permanent or temporary. Sadr reportedly is pursuing religious studies in Iran, but many believe he's also avoiding an arrest warrant in Iraq that was issued against him for the killing of a rival cleric. During his comeback speech a few weeks back, Sadr urged his followers to continue resisting what he calls the American occupation of Iraq. But he said that resistance should be political. Sadr's party holds 39 seats in the Iraqi parliament. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Six world powers hit a brick wall in talks aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program, and the two-day-old discussions were called off. The U.S. and the European Union called the development disappointing. No further meetings are planned. This is NPR. A day after arriving at a Texas rehab facility, Gabrielle Giffords is said to be progressing nicely with therapy. The Arizona congresswoman was shot in the head while meeting with constituents in Tucson 2 weeks ago. Her chief physician told the Associated Press she was even more alert today, but did not speak or make any sounds when he examined her. A former Chicago police commander is facing 4.5 years behind bars in a case that focused on the torture of suspects. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildeboer has more on that story.
John Burge is accused of leading a group of police officers who tortured false confessions out of more than 100 African-American suspects in the 1970s and 80s. He was never charged with torture itself, but last summer he was convicted of lying about the torture in court papers. Patrick Fitzgerald is the U.S. Attorney for Northern Illinois.
It's important that justice was accomplished and that the truth was established in the courtroom by the trial and the conviction, and it was established that awful things happened that shouldn't have happened, and it was established that Mr. Burge committed perjury, and he receives a very serious sentence.
Federal sentencing guidelines called for 2 years, but Judge Joan Lefkoe doubled that, saying many in Chicago's black community wrote her to say that would be a slap on the wrist. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildeboer in Chicago.
Football fans and players can blame the Canadian Clipper for bitter cold weather expected for tomorrow's AFC and NFC championship games. In Chicago, where the Bears host the Packers, kickoff temperatures are expected to be in the upper teens. It might reach the teens as the Steelers play the New York Jets in Pittsburgh. Pam Coulter, NPR News, in Washington.